Anyway, on Focus on the Foothills today, we are talking about the abortion issue. If you missed it earlier this week, I believe it's when the Supreme Court, they were considering some cases and they had a ruling concerning a law in Texas. Texas and 10 other states, my understanding, or close to 10 other states, had similar laws that required abortion clinics to raise their standards to a medical facility, a medical clinic. You would think that it would be a medical clinic to begin with. But anyway, they asked abortion clinics to be on a medical clinic standard and for the doctors there to be able to admit patients to the local hospital.
If needed.
If needed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see a problem with that law that you're causing clinics to be that do medical procedures to come up to the standards of being a medical facilities and the doctors who work there being able to admit someone to the local hospital if there's an issue. And Lord knows in this country there's, and around the world, there's always issues with medical procedures. Even simple things at times can become very complicated.
Yes.
Anyway, this caused some abortion clinics to shut down because they weren't up to those standards. The doctors
yes.
working there were not able to admit patients to the hospitals. And so several clinics had closed. This caused it to go to court, and you would think that the court case would be against the clinics encouraging them to raise their standards, but no, it was actually against the state for causing the clinics to close. And so the Supreme Court ruled that this was too much of a burden on women, and it caused problems for the women, and so they said that the law by Texas requiring the clinics to come up to medical standards was too much and not needed, and struck down the law.
Yes, they did. And you have to understand, too, Angela, what things were encompassed in that law. You would think that if you go to have a surgical procedure, which is what a surgical abortion is, that your doctor would be using sterilized and clean equipment, that he would be a licensed doctor, and that there would be registered nurses that would be available right there on staff to help with all of this. But in many of the clinics, that is not the case at all. In fact, one of their greatest violations has to do with the lack of sterilization of the equipment that is used from woman to woman, and the staff even having the adequate training to know how to do that. And even in the cases where it is sterilized, the proper storage of it, so that it isn't contaminated in the storage.
Now, let me just say this, because if someone's listening and they're for abortion and they're thinking, well, that's a gospel station, so they're just against abortion, which I'll be quite honest with you, I am, but I want you to look at this from a logical, just a simply logical perspective, okay?
Yeah.
If this were any other kind of clinic, even remotely associated with anything medical, you would assume they would be required to have certain standards.
Yes.
Where things are cleaned and sterilized, and that those working in this medical clinic had medical training. That makes logical sense to
me. It's a reasonable expectation.
If you'll recall, back in 2011, there was an abortion clinic running in, was that Philadelphia?
Yes.
They flew under the radar because they were just a clinic. They didn't have these standards where you have to be a medical thing. And that doctor, quote unquote, was actually accused of murder. He was arrested and charged with murder because women died. There was these horror stories being partially aborted or whatever. It was hideous. And I think that's when a lot of these states really started pushing for these laws to bring these clinics up to medical standards.
Well, see, that you have to understand, they weren't even inspecting that clinic at all. There were no federal inspections, health and safety inspections done at that clinic at all.
But we're saying in this country now that when it comes to abortion, they don't call it abortion. They don't even call it a woman's right to choose anymore. They say this is women's health care.
Yes.
Okay, so if it's women's health care, is it not considered a health care facility and should be regulated by the same thing that all the other health care facilities are regulated by?
You would think so.
But not according to the Supreme Court?
Apparently not. And Some of the violations even pertain to the using of expired medications. And, of course, many of them had the lack of knowledge and awareness of how to even sterilize the equipment, how to store it, no proper training. There were rusty spots on the suction machines that they were using on these women. There were large enough holes in the floor in several places for rodents to be able to come in, and we know what kind of disease they carry, but these things aren't even allowed. I can't even have them in my center, and we don't do any type of medical procedure beyond an ultrasound. And so if I have to meet that standard within my center, I can't imagine why it wouldn't be appropriate, why everyone wouldn't want this standard in these abortion clinics.
Okay, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, made this statement. She said, why would you need it to come up to the standards of a medical facility or a surgical facility if the woman just needs to come in and take two pills? And my question was, well, what about for the women who don't come in to take two pills? But you say there's actually complications with those many times who take the pills.
Well, think of it for a minute. You and I can take the same medication, a reaction be totally different on the two of us because everyone is different. So to say that this pill, while it worked for this woman, it did everything that it was advertised to do and she had no problems, that it's going to be exactly the same for every woman when that's not the case. Sometimes there's excessive bleeding, there's excessive cramping. Sometimes it doesn't do what it is supposed to do and the woman has to follow it up with a surgical abortion. So, you know, you're talking about some real medical issues that could arise from this without being have the overseeing of a doctor.
Now, in Texas now, this law has been done away with.
That aspect of the law, you have to understand House Bill 2 that was introduced in 2013 that was approved. That was a component of it, but there's another component of that bill that is still intact and still in place. And that part of the bill does not allow for abortions past 20 weeks of pregnancy. And the argument for that had to do with it is proven now that an unborn fetus at that stage can feel pain. And so the dismemberment through the abortion process that they do with these later term abortions was upheld because it is just inhumane. We wouldn't do that to our animals.
No, and we don't.
No.
We actually treat animals way better and are required to in this country than
yes.
We do the unborn. Okay, so these abortion clinics that had to close down because they weren't up to par with a medical clinic in Texas. Can they open back up now?
I'm sure they could.
There are other states that have similar laws. Is this same
yes.
ruling going to apply to those other states or just to Texas?
Well, this was a Texas law. Yes, there are similar laws in other states, and I'm sure as it happens throughout our country, when one Supreme Court rules in this way, then those that want that same type of legislation in their state will then find it and use it as a grounds to be able to pursue having that changed in their state as well.
I don't understand. I'm sorry, but stupid things just throw me in the floor. I do not understand how anyone with a brain that claims to have any type of intelligence, if you want to push abortion, that is your choice. I'm talking about having a facility that does those to be up to a medical standard and have the people who work there be medically trained. Why is that so difficult? And why is that being a hardship to women?
Well, it's really not, other than the fact that some of these centers have to close and they feel like if they don't have these abortion clinics out here available, that it will make it more difficult for a woman to go and to get an abortion. But remember, the motivating factor here is not women's health care. I don't care what they say. The motivating factor here is the money that they make from doing this. So if you have a business and your business has net you this much money, and someone comes in and says, you know, you're not doing things up to par, and we're going to pursue having this change, so you're going to have to at least come up to humane standards to be right. able to operate. Well, if it's going to affect my bottom line, I'm going to fight it with everything that I have. And that includes using whatever distortions they need to promote their agenda.
I long, though, to ask these same people who are cheering this ruling and thinking this is wonderful and this is such a blessing for women, if they would want to send these same women, say they were diagnosed with cancer, to a cancer clinic that is subpar, that is not up to medical standards, that the doctors cannot admit to a hospital should something go wrong with the cancer treatments that they give. Would they send these same women to those type of clinics?
Well, now, see, here you know, too, cancer is covered by most medical insurance policies, where abortion is not. And so this is another means for this. It is money-driven. So where can I get the money from? How am I going to get paid for this? In fact, you go into any abortion clinic and you want to inquire and get information on having an abortion, you're not going to get much past the front door without first being able to show that you're able to pay for what it is that you're seeking. It has a huge impact.
And we don't see that part of it either. Okay, you mentioned something to me the other day when I called you, that something that's going on in this state, speaking of abortion clinics, because I believe there is a center such as yourself that wants to have property right across the road from an abortion clinic.
This is right down in Raleigh, and they have bought a new facility that is right across from a Planned Parenthood center, and they are very much up in arms, Planned Parenthood is, about having this center open. Now, my question is, if they're all about a woman having a choice, then why would you prohibit anything that would help women to make a better choice? So,
because if you give them a choice like that, they might choose something else instead of choosing you, and then they lose money again.
And they lose money. And, you know, it's sad to say, but that is the motivating factor. It's the motivating factor behind the selling of the little body parts. It's the factor behind all of it. If it was not money driven, there would be no purpose for it.
I'm talking with Susan Sturgill with the Wilts Pregnancy Care Center about some things that are going on just this week with the abortion issue here in this country. This is Focus on the Foothills. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
I heard about your mom. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thanks. And as heartbreaking as it is, having to make funeral arrangements makes it even more difficult and expensive.
I have a friend who, in trying to save money, got a service that just didn't do justice to her mom's memory. And the thing is, for the same price or less, she could have used Miller Funeral Service.
Are you saying Miller Funeral Service doesn't cost more?
Funeral services start at under $4,000, with cremation starting at $1,200.
Learn more online at millerfuneralservice.com.
We can fix it. Your team and orthopedic specialist of Wilkes are ready to take care of your orthopedic needs. Located at 1917 West Park Drive, Dr. Steve Anderson and Dr. Matt Pfeiffer are board-certified orthopedic surgeons who specialize in adult and adolescent orthopedic conditions. We can fix it. Your team and orthopedic specialist of Wilkes are ready to take care of your orthopedic needs. For an appointment, call 336-903-7845.
In the same place, but remodeled and with new menu choices, Woodhaven Family Restaurant, still on West D Street in North Wilkesboro, but with a brand new look. You're invited to Woodhaven for their soup bar, salad bar, and country cooked vegetables bar with yeast rolls, just $6.99, all you can eat. Add one of nine meat choices for just a dollar more. The same location, but newly remodeled and with new menu items. Stop in today for a great meal. From the soup, salad, and veggie bar at Woodhaven Family Restaurant, West D Street in North Wilkesboro.
Looking for a way to pay your health care costs that is affordable, biblical, and fulfills the Affordable Care Act's requirement? It's Christian Healthcare Ministries. I'm Reverend Howard S. Russell, president of Christian Healthcare Ministries. For 35 years, we have enabled Christians to pay for their health care while following the biblical model found in the book of Acts. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an eligible option for healthcare support under the Affordable Care Act. Christian Healthcare Ministries isn't health insurance. It's a New Testament model of Christians bearing one another's burdens, and it works. Please visit the Christian Healthcare Ministries website or call us to discover how we can serve you. We serve Christians in all 50 states. Christian Healthcare Ministries is biblical, affordable, compassionate, and an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act. The website is chministries.org. That's chministries.org. The toll-free number, 800-791-6225. 800-791-6225.
Planting season is also allergy season. Pharmacist Don Maness doesn't have any seed corn or tomatoes, but Wilkes Family Pharmacy is the place to go when you have sniffling, sneezing, and watery eyes. Fast service and drive-through convenience, they accept approved Medicare Part D and most insurance. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturday, 8 till 4. It's allergy season, so plant yourself at Wilkes Family Pharmacy for allergy relief. Woodfield and Westwood Hills beside Food Lion. Call Wilkes Family Pharmacy, 667-9347.
Add a little spice to your next meal with flavor you can savor from Monte Del Rey. Enjoy fajitas, tacos, burritos, chimichangas, quesadillas, salads, and chicken soup. Vegetarian plates are available as well as tummy yummies for the children. Call 336-903-1276 for takeouts. Each meal is served with nachos and salsa and all topped off with a sweet treat. It's always great service with flavor you can savor at Monte Del Rey, 1804 Winkler Street in Wilkesboro.
All right, Hometown Christian Radio, 1240 3WC, the new 100.1 FM. Welcome back to Focus on the Foothills, talking with Susan Sturgill with the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center about some abortion issues that have been decided with the Supreme Court just this week. And it's just fascinating, Susan, when you try to make sense of it in your mind. You just can't. I have this theory. I know that the main argument, in fact, I think this was the argument in Roe versus Wade, or part of it, is that you would diminish child abuse and there wouldn't be unwanted children. All of that would decrease if we legalized abortion.
Yes.
So has child abuse and unwanted children in this country declined since we enacted or legalized abortion?
Well, I don't even think you need for me to answer that question. I mean, everyone can tell. Of course it hasn't. It increased exponentially right after 1973, and the very argument that was used to make abortion okay was totally bogus, and it was used because it sounded good. Well, of course we want to see less child abuse. Mm-hmm. Of course we don't want anyone to have a child that they don't want, but we have created a very self-satisfying society that says I don't want what I don't want, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make that happen.
Well, we have all these people now, especially those who are running for office, who are talking about, I don't know why there's such a problem with violence in this country, and that we need to do things about guns and about this and about that and violence in this country. I have a theory. This is the Angela theory, that for years, since the 70s now, we have been drilling into the minds of our young people coming along that if a life is unwanted, you get rid of it. You kill it.
Well, and you're so right in that. We have devalued the value of human life. And it isn't just the unborn. It's with anyone that you're dissatisfied with. Just on the news just this week was the mother who shot her two teenage daughters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's her right to choose, is it not? Is that not what our law is in this country? She has a right to choose as a mother to do away with her unwanted children?
That's exactly right. But you see, they happen to be teenagers. Of course not. The only time it's legal is when it's in the womb. And the womb was supposed to be the safest place for a baby.
Not in this country.
Not in this world. Because we're not the only country that's doing this. I mean, China, Russia, all over this earth that we live in. It's the same selfish nature of people. It's either peoples or governments determining this.
I don't understand. Well, we've talked about this before, but I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Talk to me just for a moment about the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center and the things that you do there. You actually try to work with women, give them the truth. Actually work with women and men to give them the truth about the pregnancies that they have at this time.
Yes.
You do ultrasounds there. Talk to us about what you do.
Sure. And, you know, it's very realistic for us to know that there are going to be men and women that come into the center or even just call and want information on abortion. So we have all kinds of information. And I will tell you what I tell them. It is not our responsibility or our role to talk someone into or out of a pregnancy. But it is our responsibility to make sure that they are fully educated as to what they are considering. You know, every choice has a consequence. Every
right.
choice.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that your consequence is going to be immediate. You read the story of David and Bathsheba in the Bible, and David and Bathsheba's consequence was not immediate.
No.
But it took a life. And so we have to consider and know that every choice that we make is going to have consequences. Now, I can't say if you choose to abort this baby, oh, hellfire is coming down on you, even though I would like to. I can't say that. But what I can say is there will be consequences in your life for
yeah.
this. And you may not feel those or even experience any of that for 5, 10, 15 years down the road. But at some point in time, that reality is going to come home and you're going to have to try to live with the choice you can't change.
I'm going to ask another question that I already know the answer to, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why do things like this not come out? Why does the truth not come out? Why do you not hear the horror stories? Back in 2011, we were hearing some horror stories about subpar abortion clinics. Why do we not hear the horror stories? Why do we not hear more from women who have gone through abortion and now regret it because they're there?
Well, women do speak out. You just won't see it on mainstream media. And it's because it stands in opposition to the abortion rights movement. Understand, I've said this before, it is money related. It all comes back to the fact that money is behind this. If you close more clinics, you lose money. If you don't have enough clients coming in for abortion, you can't pay your doctors the salaries that they demand. It's just money focused. You look at pregnancy care centers like us, even though we're referred to as fake clinics and we disseminate false information according to the abortion industry, which we know that is not true, but everything we do is free. We don't charge for anything. We actually have to get out within our communities to raise the support so that we can be there to do for our clients what they need. That's exactly right.
So yours is not a money-driven industry.
No, we don't. We're out here with our hands out all the time trying to raise support so that we can do what we do. Yes, we love the opportunity to share Jesus with any client, every client, whenever the opportunity presents itself. But our goal ultimately is not for,
make money.
It is not to make money. It is to help spread the truth and the truth about what is happening, what choice that they're making. Do they understand that this is a life? This choice cannot be changed once it has been done. Now, I will tell you, with the abortion pill that is now available, we do have a reversal pill that is available and that we have. Our nurse is able to work with our medical director to be able to use that. So say a woman decides that she is going to use this abortion pill to abort her baby, and she's been to her doctor and she's taken the very first of the two pills, and she decides that she has made a mistake. Well, we have the resources to be able to start her on that process to reverse it. Now, if she goes as far as taking the second pill, there is not much you can do to reverse that process. But in the beginning, that very first step, it is possible to make some changes in that.
You all are also celebrating 20 years, is that right, this year?
Yes, this year is our 20th year.
So if you would like to make a donation, whether a financial donation or call and talk to them about volunteering or making some other type of donation to them, I know they would appreciate that. If you need information on pregnancy, on the reversing
yes.
of the abortion pill, on anything that we've talked about today, what's the number they can call?
They can call 336-838-9272. We're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We open each day at 10. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we close at 3, and Tuesday and Thursday, we close at 6.
And you're located there on School Street?
On School Street.
All right.
Yes.
Really easy to find. Susan Sturgill with the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's always a joy to come talk to you, Angela. You're just a hoot.
Takes one hoot to know one. All right. Coming up, check on that weather forecast.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 105, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.